From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is confident the American people will support his plans for Afghanistan once he spells out those plans next week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says shortly after the Thanksgiving holiday, he'll announce his plans for Afghanistan, including the possibility of thousands of additional troops. The president's been getting counsel from both military and civilian advisors. To be successful, he said, the strategy will have to be comprehensive.
After 8 years, some of those years in which we did not have, I think, either the resources or the strategy to get the job done, it is my intention to finish the job.
The president was asked about his Afghan plans during a joint news conference with the visiting prime minister of India. He offered few clues about what the strategy will be, but said Americans' questions will be answered. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is holding his first official state dinner tonight at the White House, where he is welcoming Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, along with more than 300 other guests. Tonight's dinner, being held in a large tent on the White House South Lawn, follows a meeting earlier in the day between the president and the Indian Prime Minister. Guests will dine on plates purchased during the tenure of President Dwight Eisenhower. An award-winning New York chef has been brought in to help the White House staff prepare what will be a largely vegetarian meal. It includes eggplant salad, red lentil and roasted potato dumplings, and green curry prawns. The latest look at the housing market comes today from the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, and it shows that prices rose 3% during the third quarter. However, the market is still under a lot of stress. More from NPR's Chris Arnold.
Home prices are down from a year ago, but when you look at the monthly data, for 5 months now, this closely watched index has been showing improvement. So is the housing market finally hitting bottom and starting to recover?
It's really tough to call.
That's Carl Case, an economist who helped to design the home price index. He says basically there's a battle going on. There's low interest rates, lower prices, and that tax credit that are on one side helping the market, but rising foreclosures and rising unemployment keep hurting it.
It looks like we're at a bottom. It looks like we're beginning to come out, but the road has got a lot of minefields in it.
And Case says the housing market could slump again. A separate report out today showed that 23% of U.S. homeowners are underwater. That means that their house is worth less than they owe on it. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Washington Post announced today it will close its remaining domestic bureaus. Citing ongoing financial pressures, the Post said today it will close its bureaus in Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York, offering the six correspondents who work there reassignments in Washington. The Post said three news assistants will lose their jobs. The Post company's newspaper division lost $166.7 million in the first three quarters of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 17 points. The Nasdaq lost 6 points today. This is NPR. The U.S. State Department is offering a $5 million reward for a Palestinian bomb maker suspected of targeting commercial airlines and aiding insurgents in Iraq. The reward is for information leading to the arrest of Abu Ibrahim, the man indicted in the 1982 bombing of a Pan Am jet. That bombing killed a 16-year-old boy and wounded more than a dozen others as the plane was heading from Honolulu to Tokyo. Ibrahim, whose real name is Hussein Mohammed al-Omari, is also accused in a rash of other bombings that took place in the 1980s. He's been the object of an FBI manhunt for decades. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is trying two suspects charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Gwen Tompkins reports.
The two suspects are believed to have led militias in Congo called the Patriotic Resistance Force and the National Integrationist Front. International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo told judges today that in 2003, the suspects used child soldiers to raise a village in the Ituri province of eastern Congo. Ituri province is rich in minerals, and countless militias at the time were fighting with one another to gain access to the mines. In the 2003 attacks, the Patriotic Resistance Force and the National Integrationist Front reportedly killed 200 civilians, looted the village, and pressed women into sexual slavery. The trial is expected to take several months, and former child soldiers are scheduled to testify. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Federal Reserve officials say while they are confident in a recovery for the U.S. economy, they do not expect to see employment picking up anytime soon. That's based on minutes from the Fed's meeting earlier this month. Board of Governors members say it could take 5 or 6 years for the U.S. economy to return to full health. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.